From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. It's a big earnings period for a lot of big tech companies. One that's not often top of mind is AMD, also known as Advanced Micro Devices. In a week where another chip maker, Intel, announced major cuts to its workforce, AMD's numbers tell of surprising improvement. The company beat earnings estimates easily and even said it expected to do 15% better in the next quarter. Here's Kevin Cassidy of the firm Stifel.
This is the largest increase I've seen from AMD in many years. They say it's being driven by semi-custom and graphics applications.
When he says graphics applications, you should maybe think virtual reality. The company also just announced a new partnership with a Chinese investment group connected to the Chinese government's science research arm. AMD's shares jumped 22% at one point in after-hours trading yesterday following their earnings announcement. Their earnings news wasn't so hot for Microsoft and Alphabet. Both companies missed estimates. In the case of Alphabet, core business like Google Search brought in less money. Its other offerings, however, from smart home products to its fiber internet service, did much better. Other Bets, by the way, includes a huge number of efforts within the company that endeavor to change the world and change its business. One of them you may not have heard about, trying to improve the company's pipeline of tech workers by actually changing how tech workers are portrayed in the media, from television to movies. Remember the hacker dudes from the movie War Games?
You're not supposed to see any of that stuff. That system probably contains a new data encryption algorithm. You'll never get in there.
White guy, glasses, awkward, and an enduring stereotype. This week, Julianne Cromit was at the Tribeca Film Festival to talk about being Google's entertainment industry educator-in-chief. I chatted with her downtown and asked her about one of the shows that she's worked with.
So we've worked with ABC Families, The Fosters, and Mariana on the show in season two learned to code and actually was loosely based on one of our own engineers, Angela Navarro. And so we had her along with another engineer advise on the show. And Mariana actually in the finale of season two coded these light up suits. And the whole storyline was that Mariana didn't have to sacrifice one part of herself for the other part, that she could be great at math, great at computer science, but also great at dancing.
It has to be a little bit tricky, right? Because Hollywood and entertainment in general sometimes depends on stereotypes, right?
Mm-hmm.
To create storylines that people understand and can relate to.
We start to talk about it slightly differently. So I reframe it as, look, we all have unconscious bias, right? Unconscious bias influences everything we do. It's the shortcuts our brain takes. What if the sort of engineer, IT character, a hacker was a woman? Or was black, or was LGBT, or like fill in your blank. How might they behave differently? What might they think? And I think when you start doing those exercises as part of your creative process, the whole thing starts to change.
So at what point do you say, I'm successful in my efforts?
You know, we'll start to see success in a very tangible sort of data way when we see an increase in computer science majors and grads in the United States that reflect our population. I think a shorter term win is that we see it as part of the popular narrative. How much do we see different characters forming naturally outside of our initiative? When we see it and we weren't involved,
right,
then we know something's happening.
Julianne Cromit is with Google. Her title is amazing. It's Entertainment Industry Educator-in-Chief. Julianne, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
It is Friday, time for a Silicon Valley Battle Royale. Aaron Henkin is producer of the Baltimore documentary series Out of the Blocks, broadcast on the public radio station WYPR. Aaron, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
All right, bring it on.
50 cyclists.
That is the number of people that usually clog the intersection at North Avenue and Howard Street.
I believe you. This is the first IMAX theater spin class.
There could be people passing out from exhaustion, people throwing up.
True.
This could be an absolute fiasco. Sign me up.
Okay, what do you got for me?
50 people.
50 people are all separately doing Facebook video broadcasts of themselves doing something really stupid right now?
Ben, you are remarkably close. Thanks to a new Facebook Messenger update, you can voice chat with up to 50 people on the social media platform at the same time.
Oh, the conference call from hell. All right, I got something for you. Over $1 million.
For the salary of the person that brings Mark Zuckerberg his smoothies.
Smoothies, I like it. This is actually related to a statement that FBI Director James Comey has made
this
week.
Oh, I know this now. Thank you for that hint. Over $1 million were invested by the FBI to try to crack the code on the iPhone.
Yeah. FBI Director James Comey said that his annual salary, which is about $180,000 a year, for the rest of his contract with the U.S. government did not cover the price that the FBI paid to hack into the San Bernardino phone.
I think it would probably take a 12-year-old kid about 20 minutes to break into my phone.
All right, what do you got for me?
24 embedded ultrasound sensors. They alert to any surprising bounce action.
Bounce action is actually the name of my funk band. No, I got nothing.
The product is called the Smartress. It is an infidelity trap. And these 24 embedded ultrasound sensors, they are in a mattress.
Oh, my gosh.
If the mattress is bouncing, but you are not home,
right,
you will be given an alert.
Insult to injury. We'll hope that those sensors never...
May they never have to be used, yeah.
Aaron Henkin is producer of the Baltimore documentary series Out of the Blocks, broadcast on NPR member station WYPR. Aaron, thank you very much for playing along.
Ben, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.